This medical update on KRDO is sponsored by DaVita Medical Group.
And welcoming in this morning, Dr. Elizabeth Colvin. She is a pediatrician with DaVita Medical Group. And Dr. Colvin, this morning's topic is something I'm sure most parents deal with, and very frequently it is screen time for kids, like how to get the kids to put the devices down, right?
Yes, yes, indeed.
So what are some of the things that we're seeing, that, you know, with kids being on their screens so frequently and so much?
So, screen time is something that is becoming quite a task for parents these days. And excessive screen time can cause a lot of negative things in children. So it encourages a more sedentary lifestyle in kids. And so that means that they're less active and have a higher risk for obesity. It can also decrease their quality of sleep. So a lot of kids will stay up later to play video games or be on their computer, and so they don't sleep for enough time or have a good quality of sleep. It also decreases that face-to-face interaction that they have not only with their parents but other kids. And so it can decrease interpersonal skills and their development long term. And then even for some kids who spend excessive time in front of a screen, it can increase their risk for depression long term.
Really? You know, doctor, now I'm going way back when I was growing up, and that was many, many years ago. There weren't such things as smartphones and things. And I remember running around outside in the yard and playing and throwing the ball and stuff like that. And a lot of kids have gotten away from that, haven't they?
Yes, they have. So we're finding a most recent study that I read is that kids like 8 to 18, I read, can spend more than 50 hours a week online and 8 hours a day in front of a screen.
Oh, so my gosh.
A crazy amount. Yes. Yeah, so how do we get kids to play outside more? So I think that if you make the activity fun and social, it encourages kids to be outside. So making play dates with friends and family can be helpful. Scheduling family times outdoors, so that could be something as little as a walk around the neighborhood, can be encouraging kids to go outside. I think, and this is something I did a lot as a kid, having chores that are outdoors, so like gardening or walking the dog or raking leaves. That forces kids to get outside, even if they don't want to, but it's good for them. And then one thing that I thought is a good idea too, and especially more for older kids, is making indoor activities outdoors. So maybe if kids have a lot of homework, they can do it outdoors on the porch or veranda instead of staying inside all the time, if possible, if the weather is nice.
Well, and Dr. Colvin, a new fascinating thing that you can do with your Wi-Fi, too, is also schedule times when it is on and off, right? So
exactly.
Shut it down.
Yes, definitely. Most systems have parental controls where you can set timers on for the child. So we recommend no more than 2 hours per day for older kids, and less than that, even for younger kids. For 18 to 24 months, only 1 hour a day, and then older than 24 months, 2 hours per day. But even if the important thing is setting the consistent time limits, so things like Netflix and YouTube, you can set limits on your phone so that, or the TV, so that kids do not sit there for long periods of time. There's also something where you can regulate the auto advance of videos. So this is when you are watching a YouTube video and another one immediately comes up. Mm-hmm. You can actually turn that off so that kids don't end up sitting in front of the videos for a long duration
right.
of time, like adults do sometimes.
Too. Right. Yeah, we're all guilty of it. Yes. Every once in a while. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Dr. Colvin, we appreciate the update as always. We'll catch you next week. Thank you. Great advice. And hopefully parents will have some good luck with the tips that you just mentioned.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. 641 on KRDO's Morning News.